आँखों के सामने हो ना हो, मेरे दिल के बाबा पास हो, मेरे संग संग रहते सदा, देते साथ एहसास हो, आँखों के सामने हो ना हो, मेरे दिल के बाबा पास हो, आँखों के सामने हो ना हो। युग युग के बिछड़े जैसे हम ना थे जुदा, हर कल्प में हम मिलते रहे, जन्मों के है साथ ही सदा, मेरे दिल की दुनिया हो तुम, मेरे धाराकाश हो, तुम ही तो मेरे संसार हो, एहसास हो, आँखों के सामने हो ना हो। नहीं चांद से चांदनी दूर, शिव शक्ति का ऐसा मिलन, तुम बिन मेरा ना वजूद है, मधुबन क्यों ना बने मन मेरा, भगवान का जिसमें वास हो, आँखों के सामने साथ एहसास हो, आँखों के सामने हो ना हो। जैसे हो रहा महारास हो, आँखों के सामने हो ना हो, मेरे दिल के बाबा पास हो, मेरे संग संग रहते सदा, देते साथ एहसास
Om Shanti and very good evening, very warm welcome to all of you, and of course to our dear, beloved, divine, respected Mohini DDG. Can all of us stand up and welcome our dear DD? Thank you. So it is indeed with great joy and happiness that we have with us this evening our dear, divine, respected, beloved DDG, whom all of us know has been sustaining us so much, guiding us so well. She's really like our spiritual mother. Of course, she's a world spiritual leader as well, a great yogi. But most of all, I feel she's like our beloved spiritual mother. And she is the additional administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris and the regional coordinator for the Americas and the Caribbean. I'm sure many of you, like me, must have been watching the Avyakti Pariva, right? Raise your hands, all of you who have. Wow, like, very good. And I'm amazed, they have been going on so well for more than 2 years, I think nearly 3 years, 2.5 years. They celebrated the 1,000 days. And it is really amazing how Baba, Dadis and the ancestor souls has been inspiring DDG to share with us every single day very new and deep points. Do you agree with me? Yes, isn't it? So it's been really so lovely, and I'm sure many of us have been touched. Our minds and intellect have been opened and broaden our perspectives in so many ways. And so we are so grateful to you, DDG. And what we can see, the sparkle in the face and the happiness in her, as Baba has said in the Avyak Muli yesterday. What did Baba say about teachers reveal the features? Teachers have the feature to reveal the future. And we can see practically in our DDG. And she embodies so many virtues and powers, but what really stands out for me is the depth of her surrender, her stability especially, the coolness and the calmness, her humility and generosity, and of course many, many more. So we are so grateful that Didi is with us this evening. And the topic is something also which she embodies, how to be an easy and natural yogi. So thank you, Didi. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. She seems like a devotee, right? Because so many things she had to say, so I thought she might be devotee. Well, of course, very, very loving sister. Know her for so many years. I was in Hong Kong and wherever met her, and also being in the team for so many years. So thank you for my introduction. Everyone is okay? Yeah, everyone is well? You know, when we are in Shantivan, we forget that it's cold air. We have hill and then we have bottom. Same like in New York, no? In New York and Peace Village. It's about 10 degrees difference in temperature, same here. Shantivan and then is Pandavavan and Gyansarovan. It's so interesting. Muli was not only powerful, but so many points, right? And then Baba knew that slot. So then he said, just become a point. Right? That's the point. Main point is to be a point and churn a point of knowledge. Become a point. But there were a lot of points. What I want to, you know, go into. When Baba said there is awareness, but you have to be embodiment. So how do I change awareness into embodiment? What are the steps? But as I, you know, we have to be natural, and of course it's easy. Am I the embodiment, or I have to become embodiment? How many of you think we are embodiment? Everyone should raise hand, because you are embodiment. Now you raise hands, everyone. Because our first lesson, what is first lesson? I am a pure and a peaceful soul. Peaceful soul. Or do you say I am half peaceful soul? Or peaceful? We say full, right? I am a peaceful soul, I am a loveful soul. Not I am a half loveful. How many of you say I am peaceful? Everyone, right? So full means what? Your embodiment, right? Even if you could emerge that, many things you can achieve through this consciousness, that fullness. Then of course when it comes to practical, then awareness, our thoughts, our words, our actions, our relationships. But I think you have to feel it's very natural for each soul, because that's what we are. I am not hatredful, right? We ever say that? No, a loving soul, a peaceful soul. It's only there are what they call it, the games of Maya. You know, Baba said, and the nature. Sometimes changes our percentage of that fullness. But what I liked is, Baba said, what five things we should have in our image. Actually, you can draw a picture of yourself. Create an image with all those five and see, is it there, what's the percentage, and how I increase it. Anyone remembers? No one? I don't remember all too. So what Baba is saying, a sparkling star of success in the lines of fortune. Just first you put that star. Let's do it, create our own image, portrait. First what you're doing is, Baba is seeing a star of success in your, on your forehead, but lines of fortune. You know, even people, you know, those who look at hands and they know a little bit of different theories, you sit and they will look at you and they will tell you about your lines of fortune. So, what is there then? So first in your eyes, because first contact is always through the eyes. So what should be in the eyes? Now you will remember, right? What should be in the eyes? Love and power. You write down, you know, it will be five, I think even more. What is in the center of forehead is a star of success. So when you meet someone, it's not just love, Baba said, also power. If it's only love, there could be body consciousness. If it's not there, it could emerge. Oh, I like this person. But when there is love and power, it's very interesting. The further, and from your face, the Baba is saying here, not face as face, but from your mouth. What should be there? Very loving words. Then you say, first you say, what we say? Om Shanti. When I came in Gyan, we used to take, even to meet amongst Brahmins, we will used to take drishti for, share drishti for a minute or two. And then we say, Om Shanti. These days we are too busy, right? Om Shanti, right? But that was not really the practice. The practice was so beautiful. I still remember, whether it's Dadis or any Brahmins, we took a moment, we will take drishti, smile, and then we will say, first words which we say are sweet words. What are those words? Om. Say it, no? Om Shanti. I know it is Dadi's time. We had to say very loudly. No, because Dadi liked that way. But what very sweetly we say, Om Shanti. Right? Very good. And now what should be on our face? This is the words. Mouth. What will should be on our face? Baba says that on your face there should be sweet smile. It's so interesting. Sweet words. Sweet smile. And what should be in your heart? It's invisible. But what is in your heart? The lines of being merged in love of comforter of heart. The lines of being merged. So this is now heart, which is not visible, right? But those vibrations from there. So Baba says that the lines of being lovely, that is merged in love, of the love of comforter of heart. And in your hands, because we have so many lines, right? So what should be in our hands? They could see the treasures of different treasures, the lines of different. People can see your lifeline, your wealth and everything, no? In the hands. Need translation in Hindi. Hindi mein bolo. Kehte hain Hindi mein translation chahiye kisi ko? Koi hai Gyan Sarovar Nivasi ya kisi ko? Kar do. Okay, so there is translation in Hindi. So your hands, the lines on your hand should be lines of all the treasures. what should be on your feet. There is multi-million fortune in your every step. Every step you take, it's like multi-million fortune you get. Baba says, kadam me padam. So how many points you got? 6, 5, 7, right? Now, it's very, very beautiful and very, we can make it natural. All these things, starting from your thoughts and then your words and then your face and your mouth. Because this is how the sarup means the embodiment, image or portrait is created. And we have to be living. It's really beautiful, but more I think and I feel more we do it, you will feel from yourself how divine you are, how sweet it is, how lovely it is, right? Automatically that kind of sound. So you will never say, I am not embodiment. So this time, since Baba had said, and of course, we all are busy in certain things, but I felt it will be very attractive if we practice this. And I think we can practice, right? Sometimes we take so many, do this workshop, but practice these things. Yeah, we will do. Yes, no, yes. So that's why I'm reading, because I couldn't even get time to revise. I thought we will go together thinking about what we have to do to be embodiment. Now what will happen, Baba says, based on all this, Baba is asking, do you feel that you are very fortunate? How many of us are very fortunate? Everyone. Very fortunate. So I have to remind myself, I am a fortunate soul. It's interesting, because Baba is saying these days, there is merged stage and emerged. Baba wants us to be emerged. So what should remain emerged? I am a fortunate soul. So immediately star will come. Everything will start emerging. And one thing which was very, very powerful, that this fortune of confluence age is imperishable. It makes me think, because we all imperishable, but it's 821 births or 84 births, or Baba is saying whole kalpa. That means my fortune of confluence age, of course, as fruition continues in golden age, right? But until the last birth again, at confluence age, you have come with your fortune. If we were not fortunate, if Baba is looking for us, but it's my fortune also that he found me, right? So deeply within, make it very natural. I am a fortunate soul. And this fortune which I have is imperishable. Yeah, this kind of song. So I was saying, this song, not that one, but this song should keep rhythm, right? You keep hearing this song from within. Oh my fortune, I am fortunate. If you believe that every thought has vibrations, yes, you believe? So when you say, I am fortunate, even if something is not about to happen, will happen, in the sense of success or achievement or victory. So that makes imperishable. I never think it won't happen. It's not going to happen. It's difficult. I should never have these thoughts. What should be thoughts? I am fortunate. And you're changing the omens. You are changing the energy. But I am not fortunate. Maybe it's not in my fortune. Never, never think that way. Yes? Agree? We will never think that my fortune is imperishable. Yeah, I am pausing so that repeat in your thoughts. I am a fortune, imperishable fortune. Why my fortune is imperishable? Because imperishable Father has given me imperishable fortune. People in path of bhakti, they go to gurus or worship in front of deities and beg, no, I want this, I have this desire, all. But our fortune hasn't come by begging. Our fortune is Baba has bestowed me the fortune. So it's imperishable. Now, what is very important, Baba is saying, at confluence age, you should experience this imperishable fortune. In golden age, you won't say, oh, I am very fortunate. Yeah? In golden age, will we say that? In golden age, we are fortunate. So we don't think. So what is interesting, what Baba is saying, one is fruition, reward of whatever you're doing now. But what is most important, at confluence age, when in the world there is uncertainty, there is fear, there is so many questions. But your experience of confluence age should be, I'm a very fortunate soul. Or as Baba said, no fear. So Baba is saying this is more, this experience to maintain is more important than the fruition. That means it's higher than fruition. You understand? This experience that I am fortunate is higher than even golden age fruition. So Baba is taking us into, because Baba is saying confluence age, the fortune is most elevated fortune. So Baba is saying awareness of such elevated fortune should constantly remain in the immersed form. And that happens when you create thoughts. Every thought awakens, wake up. Like you don't think it will happen automatically. Let's say something right is not happening. I'm fortunate it's going to happen. Emerge as many times during day. And my fortune is imperishable. Imperishable Father has given the fortune. Subhava is saying, Subhava says that what other efforts you have to do? This is the only effort to keep emerging the awareness of my imperishable fortune. Is this effort? Or this is the only effort? That means it's not laboring here. Doesn't require like, oh, I can't concentrate. I cannot connect with Baba. Oh, I cannot stay. Today somebody said, oh, to be stable. Do this 5 times a day, then you will do 10. Then you will start doing. And one day you will constantly be in that. Because your awareness will be full awareness, not merge and emerge. Easy? Yes? If you say something, it will keep me happy. Yes, easy. What is easy? Through the thought, emerge the experience or the thought about I am a imperishable, fortunate soul. I like this very much because Baba says such high, so much fortune, so many treasures. And the method, effort you're making is so easy. Comparative to what we have, comparative to what we are receiving, effort is easy. Whether to be easy yogi, to be easy in dharana, to be embodiment, it's easy. Because I have been given, only I have to emerge it, the awareness, to create experience through thoughts. Yeah, understand? It's clear, right? It's simple. So Baba is saying that now what is another easy way? When you're thinking of your fortune, another is from your heart you say, Baba, you made Baba belong to you. From your heart you said, my Baba. You might forget, but you told Baba, so Baba will say, he's my child. Not only that, but the relationship from Baba towards us becomes imperishable. You might forget, not now, but and Baba doesn't forget. And that pulls our heart, that pulls our intellect. Baba never forget any child. I remember whenever I go to offer bhog, I always like Baba. It's like someone has 100 cows. You think that person, owner, will forget any cow? He counts everyone. We are in Baba's heart. I always say we are Baba's investment. So we belong to Baba. We said Baba, and then as soon as you say my Baba, that means you recognize Baba from your heart. In the beginning people say, your Baba is like this, your Baba. They never say my Baba. First they say your Baba, then they say Baba, and then we say my Baba. Yeah, there are 3 stages. No, people when they meet, your Baba is like this. And then they say, Baba, not your. And 3rd step, my Baba. So when you say my Baba, it's like Baba belongs to me. Because as soon as you say mine, that means you are ready to claim your rights, my Baba. So you have right on Baba. It's very, very interesting that sometimes we might be saying the words not knowing that how important and how it will bring that power, the rights which I need. I could claim it by saying my Baba. So Baba says that. And then when we say Baba, if you remember your intoxication of when you come to Baba, right? My Baba, Baba's car, Baba's house, Baba's this, right? Nobody ever said, my house, Baba's place, Baba's car. Because we know that everything Baba has given us. So, it's so interesting, Baba said, then you sing a song, whatever I had to attain, I already attained. Look at, see, what really anything else I have to attain yet? Well, mostly you will say, I want to be consistent, I want to be free from obstacles. But as far as attainment, you have, but don't want to lose them or not become this kind of, not have intoxication. And so Baba says, there is nothing which has to be attained. That means you have experienced all the attainments. Forget about the future, Baba says. That's something separate. Always have the experience of present attainments. Yes, there is fruition in the future. Baba says that, of course, you create through your elevated actions. But it's not in the end that you will become the image of the experience of all attainments. Because it's at present. And all our attainments are so visible, not only at the level of awareness and consciousness, but in everything. Whatever task we do, our relationships, our contacts, attainments are visible. People themselves say, and they ask us, how you all manage this? How you do this? So it's the experience of your attainments are very visible actually. And how they are visible? Two things. How are your attainments visible? Who will tell? Who will tell? Through our actions. What else? Baba says, you are a carefree king. Like something happened, people, are you not worried about it? Are you not thinking about it? No. So my attainments inside, what it is showing, that we are, so first is careless, oh, care, carefree things. Do anyone worry? Little bit. Those who don't worry at all, they raise hand. Everyone worry? For what? Does it help? Does it get accomplished? Whenever you find, you start your mind, how will it happen? Will it happen? Bring Baba in front of you. Bring your imperishable fortune in front of you. So, but maybe you are not carefree king, but at least you are carefree subject, right? That means you are still carefree, right? Comparative to, when you see anyone worried in Laukik world, what will you say? Don't worry. Don't worry. It will happen. Don't worry. God will help you. What we tell others? Not to worry, right? But carefree king. And I like the second one which Baba says, also very important, is self-sovereigns. Again, this practice of governing your own mind, intellect, senses, sense organs. Self-sovereignty is important. Now, we do practice, but we have to do more. Look at everything as a game. Look at everything as a game. That means when you are a detached observer. One time there was a meeting, and in the meeting sometimes different opinions, and so there were a lot of argument, and they were high kind of people. So those days anything happened, we used to send message to Baba. Sudhari Gulzar brought a beautiful message. I still remember, Baba says, when you all play badminton, sometimes the shuttle goes higher, faster, or sometimes it could hit anyone. But what you say, it's a game. Right? So sometimes our act of others, don't get provoked, you know. Or it's a game. Everyone has part to play, you know. So Baba is saying that if you have faith, faith definitely brings what we call it, you know, there are two words, destiny and destined, or destination for that. So, I have to make good efforts, but let's say if something still happens, it's all right, it had to happen. But what my experience is, that until maybe last minute, things will work out for you. Because of your vibrations and elevated awareness, consciousness. And if it doesn't happen, you don't worry, because must be good in that also, no? Someone had to get a house for Baba and didn't work out. Will you worry? It was not Baba's, so why are you worried? If it was Baba's, can anyone take it? I always say, how many times there is a lot of pressure. Let's decide, let's take it. Someone will. I said, let it go. But if it Baba's, it will not go. So it's kind of, you have to allow your mind, based on faith, that it's Baba's, then it will remain. So Baba says that look at every scene of drama as Tirkaldashi. Now what is Tirkaldashi? That everything, there is some benefit in everything. If this wouldn't have it, then that wouldn't. So all, everything is connected. But ultimately there is benefit in everything. So Baba says, now you all don't have question about future. We have question or no? No? Because you know what is the future. We know that there will be what will happen now? After night, Amritvela, morning, Prabhat, Pratakal, you know, like it's moving towards the direction of light. Moving towards the direction of the day. Sri Baba says, when you sleep, do you worry that will there be day or not? Will there be 4 o'clock? Ever you worried at 10 o'clock while sleeping, will there be 4 o'clock? Do you, anyone worries? You might worry, will I be able to wake up or not? But you don't worry if there will be 4 o'clock. So why do we worry what will happen? It's night, day has to come. You know, Baba is making it like natural. And my effort always is understand Baba, make it natural, it's easy. So your effort will also be based on that understanding. So understanding is that Amrit Vela will be there, morning will be there, day will be there. So Baba is again saying, children are, some are loving, some are cooperative, and some are contact souls. No? Many accounts during Baba's Murli. And of course after that Baba start chatting with us and saying, who travels most, Paramdham or America? Someone was saying that Baba just comes, right? But we have to take one flight, another flight, then train, bus, you know. Baba is saying, you invoke Baba and Baba just comes. Because that's the whole thing, that we don't invoke Baba. We keep thinking about situation. Scenes of drama. It has to happen, it happened. Let me remember Baba. Or if I want to remain detached observer, let me remember Baba. So pay attention to the remembrance of Baba to get anything accomplished. That's something very interesting. Now Baba is again just saying that, oh, we think, but we don't create an awareness from there. Actually, thought should awaken the awareness. I am fortunate, but I am not feeling that I am fortunate. If I am fortunate, why this happened to me? Why this happened? And that's where last point, Baba said that for everything, be a point, use a point. I am point of light, full stop, drama point. And churn on the point of knowledge. So ultimately this is what one has to do. This will be awareness and it will also become your form. Because this, whatever happened until this moment, it's all drama. Because thoughts are either from the past or for the future. So we miss the present. And that's what Baba is saying. You all thinking of golden age or Kalyug, but you are at confluence age. Enjoy that. Be in that experience. Enjoy the fortune of confluence age. Same is like what will happen. No? People are eating food, very nice food. Some are asking recipes and some are saying, oh, it's very expensive these days. Everything, the way money, you know, is more expensive. Now, what is in your mind while eating a proper meal? Enjoy that meal, no? You understand? Being at present, Baba says, is the present for you. If then you look at the life and say, such a beautiful present, at least I have a good meal. I have everything here. What will happen if they become so expensive that I cannot buy? So what you giving to yourself? Is it a great thought? What are you feeding yourself? Feeding your mind and body both. With a thought which is negative. Of worry. So what you doing? Healthy food plus worry. Right? Do you know that every thought goes in our body? Every thought. We don't realize it. Every cell of the body gets affected by the vibrations. Like when we water the plant, we do it with love. Look at plant with so much love. And we know that it will blossom. But what about my own self? So sometimes people, when they say, I think this, what are you doing? What are you giving to yourself? At least love yourself and give. We have it, but sometimes we don't appreciate it. That does happen when people have something, it becomes so normal for them. But Baba wants us at confluence stage to have the experience of my own fortune. You know, you all must have heard, this is a very common meditation, what they call it. Yeah, something we are. So, what that mindful, something like mindful, that if you are at present moment, you will feel the fullness. But we are so much into this might happen then, what will happen then, the fears. No? Like today, Baba talked of. In Murli about the fear too. So fears are big ones, but there is also subtly fear of uncertainty, insecurity. But I am okay, I am in Gyan Sarovar, we all sitting safely. Why I am thinking about when I won't be safe? So you don't allow yourself to be best of yourself. You always doubt. Question yourself. So just change these little bit of habit of what Baba calls it as wasteful thoughts. Every time Baba has to say, just stop waste. Because that takes away a lot of your energy, a lot of your strength. Om Shanti. Not aware that so many of you watch or listen to a Vyakti Parivar. So now I have to be more careful, right? Because I have to churn more rest. Because basically what I do, I take a Vyakta signal and I practice whole day as much I can, and then whatever clarification experiences come. And I began because Arijan ki loves chit-chat, so I said, okay. We didn't realize that it will continue more than 3 years or there will be worldwide audience. And now in India, I'm Shantiman. I am a Vyakti Parivar fan. I am a Vyakti Parivar. So I said, now I have to think little differently, right? Work on myself more, because I didn't realize that it is, I know it's being heard and watched. So anyway, I feel that Baba has put us together for chit-chat or sustenance or whatever. These days I do 5 in the morning because US time has changed now. I used to do 6 in the morning, but now it is 5. And if you have any ideas, suggestions, you are most welcome. But our aim is that we all stay close to yajna. We all stay close to ancestor souls and So sometimes we get so lost into modern way of talking of knowledge. It's all right, we have to give people the way they understand, but sometimes that originality get lost and we are in the tools of giving knowledge is for people. But for us, we have to have that original, the immediate and very, very pure and powerful, essenceful way, whether it's Murli or knowledge. But this month, we were not in New York, we had to do. So we just thought, let's hear 1969 Murlis. And I am enjoying them so much because it reminds you from where our awake journey began. What did Baba say in 69? So every day either one Murlis, if it's big one, otherwise two small Murlis. So there are about 110 team members. No? So there are two young ones now. They are carrying on reading. I mean, everyone does something little, and it's going on very well, even if we are not there. So team is so committed. We have no vacancy ever. Nobody wants to, even if it's sacrifice for some translators and video making and lot of, you know, little things take time. When it was COVID, schools were closed. Work was at home. Now everyone does everything, but still they stay very, very committed. So if any one of you are part of that, so I always say thank you to them. And so we have a lot of support from all of you. Okay. Okay, so now our aim is to be embodiment. Just check these 7 points, right? Every day. Try once or twice. And you really will feel good, isn't it? I am ready now. Embodiment, right? Embodiment in Hindi is swarup. Swarup. Awareness is Simirti. So Baba creates Simirti and we change into swarup, which I have to do. Baba will not do that. Baba will only create Simirti and then we have to do, become Sarup, right? So we brought some toli for you, a calendar for you.